Okay, I think that we're live now. Hi, everyone. This is Liz from MediaDev, and today I am joined by Roselle. Hi, Roselle.
Hey, Liz. Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you doing today?
Good. Everything's so fine. I mean, the holidays is just up the corner, so
that's
really,
right.
Really fantastic.
Excellent. So for those of you who don't know Roselle, Roselle is the head of our QA department. And today our topic is why is quality assurance an integral part of the lead generation process? So I'm excited to have Roselle's expertise today to share with our listeners. So I'm just going to dive right into the questions.
Great.
So what is the QA's role in the lead generation process and why is it important?
Being in the lead generation business like for almost a decade now, I've seen that the most important part of QA really it revolves around compliance and validation of whatever's been produced. So if you have quality assurance in place and you're working on certain campaigns, you're making sure that every data that's being submitted or every lead that's been produced are basically complying with whatever the client requests. So if they are running a campaign that requests for certain verticals or certain job titles, having quality assurance in place would mean that we check everything that respects those requirements coming from the client side.
Excellent. So what do you think would happen if QA were neglected?
Oh, it will definitely be the start of the end of that campaign. So it's like you have, some blocks of Legos that you're trying to put up and then you miss something and now it tumbles down. So basically, if you don't have any QA in place, there'll be no filter. No one's going to be looking out, for something that's irrelevant or some inaccurate data that may have been submitted. And, if you have poor data or, poor leads coming through, that means, the client would have poor chances of, finding the right people or the right sales opportunities because they are, left with bad leads, basically. And this is
sure.
Where QA comes in place, really auditing the lead details that comes through, brings confidence to the people, the end users who are really looking into the details and trying to find those prospects. So it is really important. And if clients are getting poor quality leads as well, they'll be burning money and wasting their efforts, really. So nobody wants that.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And sometimes, too, they can't even check the leads anyway, because if a list of value is inaccurate and they can't upload that lead into a system like Marketo or something like that, then it'll just be rejected. They won't even have access to it anyway. I know, we actively use systems like Integrate, and then we get those error messages that the lead is not able to even be treated in the first place.
Right.
So what are the key things that the QA manager needs to be super attentive to in the day-to-day?
Well, there's actually a lot. Let's just first start with how we do the monitoring or the audits. So first off, with my QAs, I try to also check on a day-to-day basis if we have some leads to work on. Do we have enough to work on? Do we have the documents that we need to have those audits performed? Do we have the right updates? Are there any updates that we missed? Things like that. And when it comes to deliveries of the actual leads that we have said that are good, this is where we this is where I believe that I would have to check with you or with Shai whether the frequency or the pacing are in place or are correct, and if we have really good leads or if I'm uncertain about something, I would have to ask you and check with you so that I'm sure that me and the QAs and whoever's going to do the deliveries are in line with, what the client wants.
Excellent. So what happens when you detect a problem with the lead, and when can leads be requalified and when can they not be requalified? I mean, when do you determine that a lead is completely rejected?
Right. Well, if that really happens, it's the most unfortunate because we don't really want to, you know, deliver leads that are not up to par to, you know, what the client wants. But yeah, definitely if that happens, I first go to you or to Shai, let you know that, hey, this is, you know, what happened. And a lead is something that can be rectified or requalified if it's, you know, typically a typo error or some missing fields that we have missed, and those incorrect usage of list of values, things like that can be requalified. But if a client returns back to us and says that this is really not a good lead, that the person is really not interested with, you know, whatsoever, then that's the reason a lead could be rejected. So it's things like that, and also, you know, other specific requirements of the campaign, like a blacklist that has to be checked. So if a lead is turning out to be part of a blacklist, then definitely that's going to be a reason for it to be rejected.
Sure, sure. So I just mentioned Integrate earlier. Talk to me a little bit about Integrate. What is Integrate and how is it used by customers? And what's the advantage in your eyes of using such a platform for delivering leads?
Right, right. Integrate is actually a cool platform. It's a SaaS platform. So what it does is it enables the client and us to like go in between, meet in between. So it's a platform where we can submit leads as the media partner. And what we do is that we grab all the templates and list of values and make sure that we follow all of those. And on the client side, they are the ones who specify what values they want to see. So in essence, it kind of, you know, outlines what needs to be followed, and it kind of, you know, helps them also to cleanse the data that comes in so that later when they pull those data and put it back to their CRM platform, they'll have no problems. So it's a really nice tool that everything is, you know, outlined, that this is what you need to follow, this is the template that you're going to use. And it's also transparent in the sense that once you upload the leads, you get the feedback of whether it's accepted or rejected, and for whatever reason it is rejected for.
Okay, excellent. Yeah, I would imagine that for bigger companies that are using lots of various different marketing agencies to generate leads for them, it would make sense to use a platform like this to harmonize all of the deliveries coming from different sources.
Definitely. And it also, you know, helps us to be more organized as well, in a sense, because, you know, they have listed, you know, the values that they want us to use.
Yeah, it's true. And it's true that sometimes when we start running a campaign and a client hasn't necessarily thought about that from the beginning, they often ask us to rectify things after the, you know, campaign has already started. And then that's always a little bit more complicated for us to do.
It becomes a little messy.
Excellent. Yeah, it can be for sure. So how do you and your team handle the quality assurance for so many campaigns at one time? What are some of your hacks for staying organized?
Yeah, like for this period, it was really hectic for everyone. We had like 20 or 30 campaigns that we were running. So really trying to identify your priorities first and also being organized at the same time would really help you, you know, be sane while everything is going on simultaneously. So in the QA team, what I normally would, you know, tell my QAs is that they'll have to first understand what needs to go out first. So in essence, we have to also identify which client needs this delivery by what time or what date. And then we line up a certain delivery schedule. So we're definitely able to keep track of what gets delivered on what date or what day. And also at the same time, we set priorities to make sure that we know that this campaign is critical or needs more attention compared to the others. And also QAs would have to make sure that they are aware of the schedule of the delivery so that they don't miss, or, you know, we don't end up with nothing with the client. I mean, it's really ideal that we do that, but, you know, in some cases, we just got nothing. So if that's the case, QAs should be, you know, ready to give out feedback on what happened in case there's nothing that we can deliver to the client. You know, there are certain cases that there are holidays, so evidently there's nothing to deliver if that's the case. And aside from that, documentation really helps us a lot. Like if there would be updates in between while the campaign is running, I tell my QAs that they have to like document every update and make sure that it's part of their working file so they don't get lost. And if the other QA would then shift to the other campaign that he's not been working on yet, they'll be filled in with all the updates and no one's going to be lost.
Yeah, that's great. So what attracted you to the profession of quality assurance? You know, what skill set do you think is important for those who are looking to have a career in this area?
Yeah, it was really funny when I started my career as a QA. I was also one of those inbound representatives in a call center, and then eventually they needed someone to help out with the QA. And I got pulled out and I started my career as a QA. And I really took up the opportunity to be a QA because I'm really interested in, you know, listening to the details of every call, making sure that it matches whatever, you know, attributes that needs to be met in terms of, you know, what are the guidelines for a call. But for lead generation, it's much more detail oriented and you have to really be able to know how to search for stuff, which really made me, you know, realize that, oh, there's so many things that, you know, you can really do with data. And that's really what made me interested in doing the QA stuff for a while now.
Excellent. Yeah, no, very, very interesting. And I know that you're very organized. And so I think that's absolutely a skill set that is essential for a QA position. Is there anything else you'd like to add for our listeners today about QA processes, why it's important to lead generation, or anything else in terms of your insight, having worked with MediaDev now for so many years?
Yeah, sure. With lead generation, I mean, for most of my experience, I've seen operations really focus on the quantity instead of the quality. And that's really, you know, something that hit them hard later on because they end up losing clients. They end up, you know, with frustrated agents as well because they're not really hitting their targets. They keep getting rejections. So having quality in place in almost everything, and like even in the simple things that you do in life, you know, that makes you aware of everything around you. So if you apply, you know, quality assurance just by, you know, being really, really detail oriented, it helps you focus on small things that you tend to really, you know, neglect or really not look at on a day-to-day basis. And, you know, in the business like lead generation, it's really, really important because at the end of the day, you're trying to look for people who's matching your target specs. And if it doesn't match, then you're really just wasting all your time and effort at the end of the day. And that's it.
Yeah, excellent. Good. Well, thank you so much today for your time, Roselle. It's been very interesting understanding more about the QA perspective and why it's important for lead generation. For more interesting podcasts, articles, infographics, case studies, videos, and more, don't hesitate to check out our resource library at MediaDev.com, where you can get even more insights like today's podcast. So thanks again, Roselle. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Take care.
You too. Bye.